I was saying, this wasn't like any old leprechaun that you wouldn't say hello twice to. But who was it? But Brian Connors himself, the king of them all, that I got my eye fixed on. I can't escape, you know, as long as you don't look away. Now, the night was dark, and the mountain was covered with mist. And the moon was no bigger than the light from a halfpenny cant. But it didn't hide him from me. For there he stood with an angry little goblin, and his face as fierce as fire. King Brian, my old boy, oh, I've got you at last, and I'm not going to let you go until you grant me the favour of 3 grand wishes.
Wait now. Maybe we can talk this over. Will you have a pinch of snuff?
Aye, and you blow it into my eyes. I'm up to all your dirty little tricks.
You've gone too far. You'll get no wishes from me at all now.
You'll either give them to me or else you'll answer to the church. I'll have Father Murphy curse you with a blessing that'll shrivel you up in a minute.
All right, then. Wish your wishes and be done with it. I've work to do at home.
Don't rush me.
Don't rush you? Mean to say you're not going to wish for a crock of gold?
I may in good time. But what's gold to a man if he be too sick? Or too sad to enjoy it?
Oh, you're the thinking man.
I am. And me first wish is you'll grant me health.
Granted.
Now, me second wish is a small wish indeed. But it means a lot to me. I want a big crop of potatoes.
Granted.
And me third wish is for the crock of gold.
Granted. Fourth wish. Try me. You'll find I'm a generous man.
Then I'll be a generous man. I'd like a crock of gold like this for my good friend, Tom Kerrigan. And another one for that decent man, Pat Scanlon. And another one for that door full of a woman, Molly Malloy.
Is that your fourth wish?
It is.
Your great wishes are small, but you wish a fourth one and you lose them all.